Collectibles, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Tomahawk McDonald's, Wausau Homes Tomahawk, Riley Family Dental, Tomahawk BP, Kopp & Cook Accounting, Mirror Electric, Great Lakes Foods, Tomahawk Eye Care, Billy Bob's Sports Bar & Grill, Runyon Law Office, Heritage Chevrolet, Radio Shack, Tomahawk Community Bank, Mitch Bayer Construction, Tomahawk Furniture, Cerny's Greenhouse, IAM, Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Rumsey Chiropractic, Nelson's County Market, Tomahawk Shell, Northwoods Community Realty, Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill, Rhinelander Auto Center, Park City Credit Union, School District of Tomahawk, United Steelworkers International 248, Packaging Corporation of America Tomahawk Mill, Rodeo Saloon Bar and Grill, Tomahawk Ace Hardware, Hilgi's LP Gas, Irv Sales and Service, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Tomahawk Builder Supply.
Good afternoon and welcome to Goodman Diamond in Medicine, as it is the Tomahawk Hatchets playing for a Division III state championship today, as the Hatchets are going to take on the Poinette Pumas. Tomahawk advanced from the state semis with their thrilling 2-1 victory set occurring yesterday against Prescott, as Jordan Kaminsky scoring the winning run on a base hit by Courtney Tyler. As for Poinette, they also advanced in an extra inning contest, as Poinette, the Pumas, defeated Westfield. Final in 11, Poinette 4 and Westfield 3. So it's Tomahawk and Poinette playing for the Division III state championship here at Goodman Diamond on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I'm Tim Elbert, and this is our Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show. Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Tomahawk making their second state appearance, as back in 1983, Tomahawk finished as runner-up champs, and this their second trip to state with their state semifinal win yesterday, advancing to the championship game here today. Tomahawk is 16-7 overall. They are 16-2 since starting off their season at 0-5. As for Poinette, they are champions of the Capital Conference. They come in at 23-1, making their 10th state trip, their third in the last 4 years. They were state champions in 1998, 2005, and 2011. Glad to have you along here from Goodman Diamond. Again, I'm Tim Elbert, bringing you our broadcast on WJJQ State Softball Championship Action. This is our Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show, and during it, we'll have a preview of this Division III state championship game. We'll also hear from Coach John Larson on his thoughts after winning the state semifinal game and now playing for a state title. That and more coming up after this from Fairman Orthodontics on WJJQ.
Fairman Orthodontics creates beautiful smiles right here in Tomahawk at Riley Family Dental. We offer the highest level of orthodontic treatment with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself, Dr. Jennifer, believe that by offering child and adult orthodontic braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve your confidence. Call 715-359-1910 to schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Dennis Fairman or me, Dr. Jennifer Fairman Roloff. You are just a phone call away to achieving the smile you always wanted. 715-359-1910. Exceptional orthodontics for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
We are back at Goodman Diamond, setting the stage for the Division III state championship matchup, Tomahawk taking on Poinette. As I mentioned a moment ago, Tomahawk is 16-2 after starting off their season at 0-5. They lost five straight, but we got to keep in mind those games that they played down at the Monroe Tournament. That was the first three times they were out on the diamond. Then they took on Mosinee and lost to Mosinee in a doubleheader. And Mosinee, they're going to be playing for a state championship in Division II after our contest here. Other loss for Tomahawk came to Rhinelander. That was a 3-2 loss at the hands of the Rhinelander Hodang. Tomahawk advanced with their 2-1 win That was in eight innings yesterday afternoon. Hope you could catch our broadcast or see it here in person in Medicine. Fantastic effort. It was 1-1 after the first inning. It was Prescott scoring in their half of the first, Tomahawk responding with a run of their own. Then the pitcher's duel, and Tomahawk able to get a Jordan Kaminsky base hit with nobody out in the eighth inning. Was moved over via the bunt by Taylor Schultz. Kaminsky moved to third on a ground out to first base. And Courtney Tyler, she's been clutch all season. She delivers the base hit, scoring Kaminsky from third. And the Tomahawk Hatchets celebrate, and they are playing for the state title. As far as Poinette is concerned, they come in at 23-1. Their lone loss was in the opener, as they lost their opener to Stevens Point by 11-1. And they've rattled off those 23 straight victories now in the state championship game. Yesterday, they played a thriller, too, did Poinette. They won 4-3 in 11 innings. And, in fact, Poinette was up for most of that game 3-0. Westfield tied it with a three-run home run. And then Poinette manufactures the game-winning run in the 11th inning. So they advance to the state title game to take on the Tomahawk Hatchets. We'll be back with more of our Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show coming up in 2 minutes on WJJQ.
Augie's Collectibles of downtown Tomahawk has been providing people all over north central Wisconsin professional and honest customer service for nearly three decades. Whether you're buying or selling, Augie's happy to help you with the purchase and sales of rare coins and precious metals like gold and silver. Augie's also has a selection of athletic apparel and sports trading cards. Stop by and visit Augie's Collectibles on South 2nd Street, downtown Tomahawk. Call 453-3141. Augie's Collectibles, proud to be a Hatchet VIP sports sponsor.
McDonald's of Tomahawk and Merrill supports our Hatchet athletes. Before or after the game, McDonald's in Tomahawk will satisfy that hunger. Try a new quarter pounder made with 100% fresh beef and cooked when you order. Or serve up some smiles with a Happy Meal for only $3 on the $1, $2, $3 menu all day long at McDonald's. And best of luck to the Hatchet softball team during this postseason from your friends at McDonald's of Merrill and Tomahawk.
Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk is proud to sponsor Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Dr. Bobby Vormans is a proud alumni and past athlete at Tomahawk High School. Dr. Bobby, Dr. Grace, Dr. Kelly, and the staff at Hometown Chiropractic are proud to serve the Tomahawk and Rhinelander areas. New patients are always welcome. Call 453-5365. Hometown Chiropractic Center, 1338 North 4th Street in Tomahawk and 5829 Birch Lane in Rhinelander.
Athletes involved in high school sports score memories that will last all their lives. VIP Hatchet sports sponsors at Wausau Homes Tomahawk would like to wish the Hatchets the best of luck. Go Hatchets! If you're looking to create your own memories in a new home, contact Wausau Homes Tomahawk at 453-2015 or on the web at wausauhomes.com. Come see, they're redefining the home building experience.
We are continuing with the Fairman Orthodontics Coach Show on WJJQ Northwoods 92.5. Grounds crew is getting Goodman Diamond ready to go, and then each team will get 5 minutes out on the field to go through some pregame warm-ups. We'll have the announcement of the players and the opening pitch between Tomahawk and Poinette. Division III state championship game on WJJQ. Tomahawk Hatchets on the mound once again today will be Rachel Dahlman. Dahlman comes in at 12-5 after her eight-inning win. Yesterday, she's gone 113 innings with 52 runs allowed, 32 of which were unearned, 146 strikeouts and 20 walks on the season. And in the tournament run, making it here to the state final, Dahlman has 44 strikeouts to just one walk, adding four more Ks yesterday. As for Poinette, their pitcher here today is going to be number 9, Maddie Bredesen. Bredesen comes in with a 12-1 record, throwing in 17 games, including 13 starts. She has a 1.73 ERA, 77 innings pitched. 109 strikeouts to 10 walks for Bredesen, the Poinsett starting pitcher here for today's contest. As the grounds crew lines the field, the Division III spectators are starting to arrive. We expect a great contingent of Tomahawk Hatchet fans to be here for today's game. And for those of you joining us on WJJQ Tomahawk, we appreciate you having us along. We'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll be joined by Coach John Larson after these messages on the Big Q.
Dr. Mike, Dr. Dewey, and their team are cheering on the dedicated Hatchet athletes. Riley Family Dental is proud to sponsor Hatchet VIP Sports and is committed to bringing you the best in dental health care. Riley Family Dental is conveniently located next to the Tomahawk School Complex at 1018 East Kings Road. For your family dental needs, contact them at 453-7071, 453-7071. New patients are always welcome. Go Hatchets from your fans at Riley Family Dental.
Get pumped up, Hatchet fans. Another Hatchet sports season is underway, and our team at Tomahawk BP wishes our student-athletes all the best. We are also proud to offer the Hatchet Booster Pump number 8, where 2 cents per gallon is donated to the Hatchet Booster Club. We'd like to thank the people of Tomahawk for your continued patronage and invite you to come to Tomahawk BP for your snacks, beer, and liquor and wine for them special times. And don't forget our car wash at Tomahawk BP on North 4th Street. Go Hatchets!
Everyone at the office of Kopp and Cook Accounting are happy to support our Tomahawk Hatchet student athletes, and they'd like to wish them the best of luck during this sporting event and all season. For all your personal or business accounting needs and tax time preparations, Kopp and Cook Accounting can provide the efficient and professional service you require. Simply call 453-5248 or stop by their office on West Mohawk Drive in Tomahawk.
Mirror Electric Inc. of Tomahawk is proud to be one of our VIP play-by-play sponsors featuring our Tomahawk Hatchets. Mirror Electric is a second-generation electrical contractor with Ricky Mirror following in the footsteps of his parents, Sandy and Greg. Mirror Electric is happy to provide you with a free estimate for your commercial or residential projects with all their work insured and guaranteed. From new home construction to remodeling or service upgrades, call Muir Electric at 453-2062. That's 453-2062. Proud alumni of THS and Hatchet Backer.
Kid head coach John Larson and poised confidence again. On yesterday, Coach, as you guys had another extra inning win and playing for a state title today.
Yeah, it was. The girls just did a tremendous job. We had a couple opportunities offensively that we didn't cash in on, but we stuck to our game plan. We just did our thing is the bottom line. And our girls, you know, for anyone that watched the game, making plays, Rachel Bowman did her thing on the mound. Courtney Tyler comes up with the game-winning hit. Awesome all-around team effort, and I couldn't be more happy for our girls.
We talked yesterday before the semifinal contest, Coach, that your defense has been really good this year. Rachel gets in a groove, and they don't get lulled to sleep, and the defensive plays that you guys had yesterday were some big ones.
Well, big plays and big moments, and when you're at the state tournament, you're in big games, so if you want to get to where you want to be, you got to make those plays, and I thought both teams, not just the Hatchets, but the Cardinals from Prescott. Both teams are making plays and kept their teams in a position to win, and we were just fortunate enough to make more plays and get the job done in the bottom of the eighth.
Rachel got allowed one run in the first job, but you guys came right back and tied it up, and then scoreless until the bottom of the eighth, and then you guys do what you do well, John. You manufactured a run and game winner. How about how exciting that was?
Yeah, very exciting. Courtney just... She's a hell of a player. I mean, she's done a great job all season long. Quite honestly, I was shocked they didn't walk her.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it. And when they didn't walk her, I was like, we're going to win this thing right here. And, that went right through my head. And, we just hung in there. Even that one run in the first, it really seemed to happen. I think it was all a matter of just nerves and a little bit of jitters. Here you are in Madison playing for an opportunity to play in a state championship game, and I think we just need to get that little edge off, And, Megan, she goes, Coach, I should have made that catch. I know I can make that catch. And then how many pass balls has happened, to run the score. So, you know, things that happened there hopefully won't happen today. Mm-hmm. I think the nerves are gone. I think the girls know and understand what today is all about. You know, as coaches at this point, we really won't have to say anything. The girls, this was their goal, to put themselves in position to win a state championship, and now we just got to go out there and do it.
You talk about that voice and confidence with your team coach. A couple of those weird things, like you said, Megan probably could have caught that one or should have caught that one in her mind, and then a pass ball for the run, but they stayed in it. They were poised, they were confident, and that's really the name of the game here with this softball team.
Yeah, absolutely, and you see it. Every time they come off the field, in the dugout, it's all about confidence, and it's all about being positive. It's all about picking each other up, and again, I say it, and I've said it all along, it's about trust, and we've built that trust within our team. We trust the process, and as long as we continue to do that for one more game, we feel good about our opportunities here today.
So today you've got Poinette coach, and you were able to see them a little bit in their state semifinal game. Well, what'd you see?
Obviously a good, fundamentally solid softball team. They're 23-1 or whatever they are for a reason. Their coach has been coaching for 39 years. He has the most wins in the state of Wisconsin. He's just done an awesome job with that program, and we feel, you know, they're no different than any team that we've seen throughout the year. Bottom line is we just got to go out there and play the game the way it's supposed to be played, and we just remind the girls, the team that throws, catches, and hits the ball the best is the team that's going to come out on top. So it's just a matter of hanging in there and doing what we did yesterday, making plays, and like I said, trust the process, and the outcome will take care of itself.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time, and you and the girls, best of luck today.
Thanks, Jim.
There's Tomahawk Hatchet Head Coach John Larson with his thoughts prior to this Division III state championship game as the Tomahawk Hatchets at 16-7 take on Poinette. Poinette comes in at 23-1. Preparations on the diamond continue, and we're about 15 minutes away from the opening pitch of today's Division III state championship game. Let's take another break. We'll be back in 2 minutes on Northwood's 92.5 WJJQ.
Great Lakes Foods is known for their great deals and signature meat market, but they're also proud supporters of the Tomahawk Hatchets. Whether it's helping the Hatchet Booster Club or the music department, GLF is happy to support our students. Grab a great deal at Great Lakes Foods and go Hatchets! Great savings, great products, great service at Great Lakes Foods.
I can see clearly now.
Everyone at Tomahawk Eye Care wants to wish all the boys and girls sports teams good luck. Tomahawk Eye Care offers comprehensive eye exams and in-house lab for faster processing of eyeglasses. For all your eye care needs, call Tomahawk Eye Care, 224-2200. That's 224-2200. Better quality, better service, better vision. At Tomahawk Eye Care, 1334 North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Tomahawk Eye Care, I care for you.
Saddle up and get on out to Billy Bob's and celebrate our Tomahawk Hatchets. Win or lose, we're proud of our hatchets. Enjoy the tastiest grub around with your all-time favorites and new specialties. Plus, you can still get their famous Grand Slam pizzas with the freshest ingredients and homemade crust. Catch all the action with their complete satellite package and 6 plasma TVs. Only at Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, County Road L, north of Tomahawk. Open daily at 11 a.m. Go Hatchets! Yee-hee-haw!
Attorney Jim Runyon of Tomahawk has been a proud sponsor of Hatchet Sports on WJJQ for over 30 years. If you need legal assistance for personal injury, workers' comp, real estate matters, estate planning, bankruptcy, divorce, traffic, and other legal matters, call Attorney Jim Runyon at 453-5387 or stop by his office at 310 West Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Tomahawk. Good luck, Hatchets!
Goodman Diamond in Madison for Division III state championship action as the Tomahawk Hatchets and the Poinette Pumas will play here for a Division III state title. Out on the field now is Tomahawk getting their 5 minutes of warm-up time, and it'll be followed by Poinette with 5 minutes. Introductions of both of these teams and your starting lineup. And we're about 12 minutes or so away from the opening pitch of this Division III state championship game. Setting the stage once again here, if you're just joining us, Tomahawk advanced to this Division III state championship game with a 2-1 extra inning win yesterday. A very, very exciting contest. It was a 1-1 after the first. Thought maybe we'd see a hitter's contest. Instead, it was a pitcher's duel as both Dahlman and Westcott got in the groove. And they went scoreless until the eighth inning. There were a couple of threats in that contest. Hatchett had one in the bottom of the fifth, getting a runner to third and stranding Schultz on third. And Prescott also advanced a runner to third with two down in the top of the sixth. Dahlman ended that threat, though. And then the eighth inning, Jordan Kaminsky leads it off. She gets the base knock, moved over on a sacrifice bunt by Taylor Schultz. Kaminsky would go to third on a put out by the first baseman, unassisted three there for the Cardinals. And then Courtney Todder comes up in a big spot again, two out base hit, rips it to the shortstop, and gets in there safe at first. Kaminsky slides into home, the Hatchets advance. Thriller for Poinette as well. They went 11 innings yesterday as Poinette defeated Westfield 4-3. They were up 3-0 in that game. Then Westfield hit a three-run home run. And eventually, in 11, it's Poinette getting their 23rd win of the season. Dahlman goes for the Tomahawk Hatchets as she'll throw the rubber here again today as Rachel on her 2018 senior campaign is 12-5. Countering for Poinette is going to be Maddie Bredesen. Bredesen is 12-1 on the season. We'll continue with our Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show, setting the stage for this 2018 Division III state championship game. We're back in 2 minutes on WJJQ.
Heritage Chevrolet of Tomahawk is proud to be a sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchett Sports Broadcasts on WJJQ. Our team at Heritage Chevrolet would like to salute the efforts of our Hatchett student athletes and dedicated coaches and managers for all they do for a winning effort. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, please keep Heritage in mind. Our sales staff will offer you the vehicle that best fits your needs at a great price. Plus, our award-winning service department serves you after the sale. Check out our selection at heritagechev.com or stop in at our showroom on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Good luck, Hatchets.
Radio Shack goes high-tech for higher education. Tablets are the perfect learning tool, offering many options. Radio Shack in Tomahawk carries a great selection of Verizon wireless phones, accessories, computer supplies, and electronic toys for kids of all ages. John, Brenda, and the staff at Tomahawk Radio Shack send out best wishes for a super season to all Hatchett sports teams. Go Hatchets! From your friends at Radio Shack, North 4th Street in Tomahawk.
Ready for another great year at the Tomahawk Hatchett Bank. Hi, this is Elena, youth apprentice at Tomahawk Community Bank, FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. The Hatchett Bank is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:30 a.m. to meet the needs of the students, faculty, and staff. The Hatchett Green Machine is located in the commons area of the Tomahawk School Complex, and all the proceeds go directly to the future business leaders of America. So when you use the Hatchett Green Machine, you're also helping to support FBLA activities. Next time you're at the school complex and need cash fast, check out the Hatchett Green Machine. Go Hatchets!
Mitch Bayer Construction can help you make your dream home a reality. Fully licensed and insured, they've been building custom homes, garages, and remodeling projects in the Tomahawk Lake Nokomis area since 1981. Professional design and plan service to accommodate your needs as well. Call 453-5190. That's 453-5190 for Mitch Bayer Construction. Mitch Bayer Construction is also a proud Hatchett VIP sports sponsor. High school sports builds character, and they wish the Hatchets the best of luck.
The Tomahawk Hatchets have just wrapped up their 5 minutes of infield and outfield practice. Poinette now takes the field, and they'll go through their 5 minutes. And we'll have the introductions of these teams and your starting lineups for this 2018 Division III WIAA State Championship game. Well, we have a moment. Let's run down the Tomahawk Hatchett players that are in uniform for today's state championship. Taylor Schultz, Rachel Dahlman, Courtney Tyler, Jillian Buckwalter, Katie Foles,
Haley Vorman-Steen, Megan Marks, Jordan Kaminsky, Sophie Wagner, Tiffany Duplay, Jennifer Duplay, Whitney Osero, and also Danielle Kerr. Tomahawk Hatchet, longtime head coach John Larson. This is his 26th year at the helm with a 283 and 237 career record at Tomahawk High School. His assistants are Ron Voles, Amanda Kovar, Lisa Caro, and Lauren Pfeiffer. As far as Poinette is concerned, they've got longtime head coach Bob Tomlinson. He's been at the helm for 39 years. 653 and 173 for him. Career record all those 39 years spent at Poinette High School. Beautiful day here in Madison. We had that rain yesterday that really delayed our start time for the D3 state semi, or yes, for the Division III state semifinal game. That delayed our start. And then we had a lightning delay as well. But today, much different story. We've got partly to mostly sunny skies and temperatures in the mid to upper 70s here for our opening pitch coming up at about 1:23 or so. Wind, as we look at the field, is blowing from right to left. So a right-to-left wind, as we look at this ball game, maybe blowing out a little bit to left field. So if somebody gets one up in the air in the left field area, that wind could push it and give it a little bit of lift here in this contest. Kent Poinette is out on the diamond, getting ready for this Division III state championship game as they go through their warm-up. And then we'll have the introduction of the team's starting lineups and the first pitch. Tomahawk is the home team, so we'll see the Hatchets and Dahlman take the field here first, and we're back with more of our Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show coming up in 2 minutes on WJJQ.
Tomahawk Furniture salutes all Tomahawk Hatchet athletes. With a product that outperforms their competition, Tomahawk Furniture could be selling mattresses at twice the price. But when you're in the business for the long haul, treating folks right is the way to go. At Tomahawk Furniture, they pass along the savings to you. The best prices in the Northwoods, or for that matter, any woods. Dollar for dollar, the best mattresses in the area, with prices so low you'll have to bend over to see them. At Tomahawk Furniture in downtown Tomahawk. Good luck, Hatchets!
Hi, this is Justin at Cerny's Greenhouse, and my staff and I are proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor. We salute our Hatchet athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Here at Cerny's, we are dedicated to quality and customer service. We appreciate your loyalty and always look forward to seeing you at the Greenhouse. Now let's cheer on our Tomahawk Hatchets and enjoy another great broadcast on WJJQ, brought to you in part by Cerny's Greenhouse and all the Hatchet Sports sponsors.
The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local Lodge 1713, is proud to be one of the VIP sports sponsors making Hatchet Sports possible here on WJJQ. The IAMAW Local Lodge 1713 salute the Tomahawk students because they represent the future of our great community. They also recognize the extra effort of the student athletes and coaches, so good luck, Hatchets, from the IAMAW Local Lodge 1713.
Generations Funeral Home and Crematory of Tomahawk would like to salute our Hatchet student-athletes, proudly representing our community. Generations offers Tomahawk and the surrounding communities professional and dignified affordable services. Longtime Tomahawk Funeral Director Kevin J. Krieger and his sister business manager Carrie Ernst are proud alumni of THS and wish the Hatchets good luck all season long. From Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, 1400 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, phone 224-3182 and online at generationsfuneral.com.
Rosetti 2-5, WJJQ, just watching as Poinette wraps up their 5 minutes of warm-up time. They'll quickly re-rake the field, and then we'll have the introductions of our umpires, our teams that are participating in this state championship game, and your starting lineup. Tomahawk comes in as second-place finishers of the Great Northern Conference. Tomahawk finished at 9-3 in the GNC, second to Mosinee, and Mosinee won yesterday, so the Indians
are also playing for a state championship. That'll be a Division II state title game following our contest. Tomahawk is 16-7 on the year, but they're 16-2 since their 0-5 start. As for Poinette, they are 23-1 champions of the Capital Conference. Their lone loss came in their opener to Sash. And this is their 10th state appearance, third in the last 4 years, champions in 1998, 2005, and 2011. Our umpire crew for today's contest, home plate is Dave Daragu, first base Louis Eisenman, and third base it'll be Dave Steiger. Coach John Larson and Coach Bob Tomlinson are meeting at the home plate with the aforementioned umpire crew, and then we'll have the introduction of our team's starting lineup. We'll continue with our Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show. We're back in 2 minutes on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Thanks for joining us.
Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to sponsor Hatchet Sports and the athletes who participate. Located in downtown Tomahawk, Tomahawk Appliance and Home is your local appliance and home dealer. Whether you're looking for a new refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, TV, mattress, or furniture, you can shop local by shopping at Tomahawk Appliance and Home. They represent quality and affordability, are knowledgeable, and stand behind their products. Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor.
Specials this week in the fresh meat department at Nelson's County Market, North 4th Street, Tomahawk, include bone-in ribeyes. Treat yourself to USDA Choice Angus Beef, $9.99 a pound. Smithfield Prime Boneless Pork Cutlets, $2.49 a pound. Golden Plump Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs, 1.75-pound package, $5.99. Farmland Sliced Bacon, 12 to 16-ounce package. Selected varieties, only $3.99 at Nelson's County Market, Tomahawk.
Dr. Kim and Dr. Buddy Rumsey of Rumsey Chiropractic Tomahawk wish our Hatchet student-athletes good luck during the season. Dr. Kim and Dr. Buddy take great pride in providing the finest chiropractic wellness care to their patients. And remember, new patients are always welcome. For your chiropractic health care needs, call Drs. Kim and Buddy Rumsey at 453-2515. Good luck from the Hatchet fans at Rumsey Chiropractic Tomahawk.
Hi, this is Jimmy Charles. You probably know me from Tomahawk BP, locally owned and operated by Suss Family Convenience Stores. Frank and Shelley also own and operate Tomahawk Shell, so you may see us at both the Tomahawk Shell and BP. Tomahawk Shell supports our Hatchet athletes before or after the game. Stop by the Tomahawk Shell and grab some hot food, whether you need the ATM, beer, soda, snacks, convenience foods, and a whole lot more. Keep it local and swing by Tomahawk Shell, offering great deals open 7 days a week from 5 a.m. to 11 p.m., with a 24-hour pay at the pump on South Tomahawk Avenue. On behalf of the Suss family and our great team at Tomahawk Shell, go Hatchets, go!
Teams have taken the field for the introduction of the members of these two Division III state teams. As Poinette and Tomahawk taking to the diamond here in a matter of minutes, playing for a D3 state title. Tomahawk won the coin flip. So Coach John Larson on the coin flip once again. We're going to have our national anthem, and we'll be back with your starting lineups coming up in a moment on the Big Q.
Now is the time to list your property for the selling season. Northwoods Community Realty has a marketing plan with proven results. Vacant land, second homes, lake property, we specialize in marketing your property. Come and visit us at our new office on the corner of North 4th Street and Mohawk Drive. Give us a call at 453-2673 or visit us on the web at northwoodscr.com. Northwoods Community Realty, the real estate company keeping your community in mind.
The team at Tomahawk Louisiana Pacific Mill hope that you're enjoying our radio broadcast of this exciting Hatchet sporting event. Team Tomahawk at LP is proud to support our Hatchet student athletes and coaching staffs. Louisiana Pacific employees are dedicated to making the Tomahawk area a great place to live and raise their families. They're honored to give back to our community, our schools, churches, city projects, and organizations, large and small. Good luck, Hatchets, from everyone at Team Tomahawk, the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill.
And we're back at Goodman Diamond in Madison on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-Madison as we get ready for the 2018 Division III state championship game as Tomahawk takes on a Poinette. For Poinette, their leadoff hitter is Brianna Kowald. Kowald, number 10, and playing second base, Kowald comes in on the season, batting 353. Playing short and batting second is Casey Fountain, 373 on the year, scoring 28 runs. Pitcher is Maddie Bredesen. Bredesen is the pitcher, as mentioned, throws right, bats right, and is batting 464 with 18 RBI. In the five hole is third baseman Ashley Hellenbrand. Hellenbrand at 456 on the year. Couple of home runs, 23 RBI, and 22 runs scored. Molly Anderson plays right and bats fifth. Anderson at 451 with 14 RBI. Lizzie Schwen is the left fielder, and Schwen is a 436 hitter. Brandon Scholes is the designated player. Scholes in the 7 hole, and she is a 378 hitter. Then it's Zoe Ramberg, the catcher. She is 161 on the season. And Molly Blockwitz playing center field. Blockwitz is coming into today's contest as a 370 hitter. For the Tomahawk Hatchets defensively here for today, it'll be the same defensive alignment that we saw in yesterday's state semifinal game. As the battery is Rachel Dahlman and Katie Vold. Dahlman has thrown 113 innings. She is 12-5. She's allowed 52 runs, 32 of which, were unearned. 146 strikeouts to just 20 walks. And one really super note for Dahlman is in the tournament series, she has 44 strikeouts and just one walk. How about that control? Dahlman, 44 Ks and just one walk in the tournament series. Going around the diamond, Sophie Wagner, the Hatchet senior, is playing first. Jordan Kaminsky came up with a big hit to start off the eighth inning yesterday, and Kaminsky, the Hatchet senior, playing second base. Courtney Tyler delivered the game-winning hit yesterday in the bottom of the eighth. Tyler starts at shortstop, and Jennifer Duplay is playing third. In the outfield, right fielder is Megan Mark. Center field, Taylor Schilt, and the left fielder is Whitney Osterloh. Got a fantastic crowd on hand for this Division III state championship game. Tomahawk along the third baseline with Poinette along the first baseline. Tomahawk is the home team for today's contest. Well, we have a moment. Let's let you know how the Hatchet batting order is going to shake out. Taylor Schultz starting in center will bat leadoff. Schultz had a game yesterday. She was 2-for-2 with a run score. Katie Vold is the batting second in catching. She is a 4-14 hitter on the season with 20 run score. Courtney Tyler batting 474 this season, 25 runs and 28 RBI, including a 2-for-4 performance and 2 RBI on Friday. In the four hole, it's Rachel Dahlman. Dahlman at 344 with 17 RBI. Haley Vormanstein is going to bat fifth. She was 0-for-3 yesterday and hitting 310 on the season. Megan Marks, 1-for-3 on Friday, and she is 328 for the campaign. Left fielder Whitney Osterloh plays left and bats seventh. Osterloh at 288 for the season. Sophie Wagner playing first. Wagner batting 143. And Jordan Kaminsky. Kaminsky had the game-winning run yesterday. 1-for-3 with run. Kaminsky, 273 for her 2018 senior campaign. Lineups have been announced. We're ready for the opening pitch of this Division III state semifinal. And you've been listening to our Fairman Orthodontic Coaches Show on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. We'll have the first pitch coming up next on the Big Q.
You'll love how easy the car buying experience can be at Rhinelander Auto Center. Take a ride down Stevens Street and see the area's largest selection of new and used vehicles. Toyota, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Looking for used? Check out OK Used Cars of Rhinelander. Want to customize your ride with new running boards, rims, grills, brush guards, light bars, and more? Check out everything that the team at Auto Gear has to offer. You'll quickly see their goal of guest satisfaction is their number one priority at Rhinelander Auto Center. Welcome to the family.
The Park City Credit Union team would like to salute our Hatchet student athletes and wish them the best of luck during this sporting event and all season long. The team at Park City Credit Union is here to help you with all your banking needs, from savings and checking accounts to loans for your home or vehicle. The Park City Credit Union salute our Hatchet teams and coaches. Park City Credit Unions in Tomahawk, Merrill, Minocqua, and Rhinelander. Insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Tomahawk Hatchets have taken the field as the home team. They'll occupy the diamond here in the top of the first inning. Again, around the outfield from left center to right is Othro, Schultz, and Mark. Battery is Dahlman and Bowles. Tiffany Duplay at third base. I'm sorry, Jennifer Duplay at third base. The shortstop is Courtney Tyler. Second baseman, Jordan Kaminsky, and Sophie Wagner is at first. So here's second baseman Brianna Kowal batting leadoff from the left side of the plate in at the corners. Tomahawk, first pitch of this contest is a ball outside. Duplay and Wagner in tight at the corners, anticipating a possible drag bunt or possibly a slap-off bunt here for Kowal. It's 1-0. Here's the pitch from Tallman. She fakes drag, ball high, 2-0. Just underway with Division III state championship softball on Northwoods 92.5. It is a 2-0 count to Kowal. Here's the delivery. And Dahlman misses high and outside once again. It's 3-0. It's the sign from Vole. And here's the pitch. Missed outside once again as she tried to hit the outside corner. Just her second walk of the tournament series for Dahlman. And that brings up number 17, Casey Fountain. Fountain, 373 on the season again. In at the corners for Tomahawk, anticipating a sacrifice here. Dahlman from the stretch. Bunches down first base, Wagner Field. And it is a put out there. Quick snap throw by Kaminsky over to Tyler. And in safely is Kowal. So Fountain sacrifices Kowal to second. There is one down for Bredesen. Got to help her own cause here. Well, Bredesen batting 4-6-4 on the season. One down, runner on second is Kowal. Here's the Dahlman pitch. It's a little off. It's high. And it's 1-0 to Bredesen. Here's Dahlman. Called strike. Kaminsky will walk back over to second and hold Kowal, who's getting a big secondary lead. 1-1 count to Bredesen. Here's the Dahlman pitch, swing and a miss. Now 1-2 to the Puma pitcher. One down here at the top of the first, just underway with state softball action. Division III championship up for grabs. Here's the 1-2 from Dahlman. It's fouled out of play. Kowald reached on a walk. Fountain sacrificed her to second. And Bredesen, batting in the 3-hole, is down in the count, 1-2. Dahlman takes the sign and the delivery. Takes a little off. It's fouled back and out of play. So we'll have our fifth pitch of the at-bat. Good battle between the pitchers of today's game. Change up. Got away from Bowles, and that will advance Kowal to third. And with one down and a 2-2 count, runner in scoring position here at third for the Pumas. 2-2 to Bredesen. Here's the Dahlman windup and delivery. Foul back. Bredesen proving to be a tough out here for the Pumas. Kowald has moved over to third base. And there's one down in the inning. Here's the pitch from Dahlman once again. High pop-up, and that'll reach the first base bleachers. And we'll do it again.
Fans, please make sure to return all foul balls to the security in the yellow.
It is 2-2. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Duplay in at third, about five steps in front of the base. Inside corner, looking, strike three. So Dahlman paying to the corner there, and there's two down on the strikeout of Bredesen. And that'll bring up Ashley Hellenbrand. Hellenbrand playing third today. She is 456 on the season, 23 RBI, 22 runs scored, and a couple of home runs. Two down in the top of the first. Here's Dahlman's pitch, fouled out of play. Pumas rested on strike one. Kowald is on third. She reached on a walk, sacrificed over, and then advanced on a wild pitch. That ball. She takes a strike when checker swing, and it's 0-2. Tomahawk would like to get out of this jam here. Clean in the first inning. Here's Dahlman getting the sign. Hellenbrand awaits. Here's the pitch. Strike three. So Dahlman worked through a little bit of trouble on the leadoff walk, but is able to deliver a pair of strikeouts, and the Pumas will strand a runner at third base. So after a half inning, it's a 0 Tomahawk coming up. Schultz, Bowles, and Tyler when we return to Goodman Diamond here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, would like to wish our Hatchet student-athletes and coaches the best of luck during this sporting event and all season long. PCA is proud to serve customers' needs for containerboard products throughout the country. And the Hatchet backers at PCA salute all of our Hatchet student-athletes for their hard work and dedication to your sport. Give it your best, as always, Hatchets, from Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill.
So the Pumas take the field for the Tomahawk Hatchets half of the first. One that goes, no runs, no hits, no errors, and a one left on base as Kowald is stranded at third. Tomahawk Hatchets have Taylor Schultz leading off. Katie Bowles batting second. Courtney Sather third. Rachel Dahlman fourth. Haley Foreman Dean is fifth. Megan Mark sixth. Whitney Ostero seventh. Sophie Wagner eighth. And Jordan Kaminsky batting ninth. Round the diamond for the Pumas. The Bredesen doing the pitching here today. She's 12-1 with a 1.73 ERA, 109 strikeouts to just 10 walks. All right, so here's Taylor Schultz batting the leadoff. The Tomahawk Hatchets. She was 2-for-2 yesterday with a run scored. Here's the first pitch. Fouled out of play. The catcher is Ramper. Playing first is Sorgi. Kowald at second, Fountain third, and and Hellenbrand playing third. Schwen in left, Blockwitz in center, and Anderson playing right. 0-1. Schultz down in the count after falling one off, and here's the pitch. Again, fouled back to the screen this time, and it'll be 0-2. 0-2 count to Bredesen. Schultz, it's a practice swing. She'll clean up the batter's box and get ready for the 0-2 pitch from Bredesen. Here it is. Call, strike three. One down, Katie Bowles comes up to bat. She was 0-for-3 yesterday, batting .414 on the season.
Now we need to catch your number 10, Katie Bowles.
All right, so Bredesen will get the sign from catcher Ramberg. And timeout called by Vols. Good job by Vols, taking time. We're in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. Strike one to the Hatchett junior catcher. Just underway with Division III state championship action here at Goodman Diamond on a beautiful afternoon for softball. Here's the pitch. Then fouled out of play. Tomahawk getting aluminum on it here early. With Schultz fouling off three. Now Vols fouling off three as well. So Katie choked up. And down in the count at 0-2 with one down here in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch from Bredesen. Again, Katie fouls it into the bleachers here on first baseline. We'll do it again. 0-2 count to the Hatchett junior catcher, Katie Vols. And the wind's blowing from, basically from center field across, kind of a crosswind. Here's the pitch to Vols inside, ball one. One to two. On deck is Courtney Tyler in the hole, Rachel Dahlman. And the pitch from Bredesen. Hit down third baseline and played foul there by Helen Brand. And it remains at 1-2 to Katie Vols. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat. So Tomahawk getting plenty of early looks at Bredesen. Comes in at 12-1 on the season. And here's the pitch. Change up low. Vols wisely holds off on that one, and it is a 2-2 count. Two to Katie Vols with one down in the first. Here's the pitch. It's a high pop-up on the ground, and Vols almost beat it out. So a good at-bat there for Katie Vols. She's retired 5-3, and two down for Courtney Tyler. Tyler, 2-for-4 yesterday, including two RBIs. She drove both runs in and had the game-winning hit.
Number 7, Courtney Tyler.
Batting 474 on the season is the Hatchett senior shortstop. Bredesen gets the sign from Ramberg. And with two down, here's the pitch to Tyler. Swing and a miss. Courtney just a little bit late on that one. Getting some feedback from Coach Ron Vols, coaching first. John Larson manning the third base coach's box. Here's the pitch to Tyler. She'll foul that one back to the screen. It's 0-2. Bredesen doing a good job early in this game of getting ahead. She's been ahead of all three batters that she's faced. In fact, she's got all three batters, Schultz, Vols, and Tyler, down 0-2 in the count. All right, Bredesen ready to go. Here's the windup and pitch high. It's like a rise ball, and it'll be 1-2. One and two count to Tomahawk senior Courtney Tyler. Zero, zero. We're in the bottom of the first inning at Goodman Diamond. Here's the pitch. Courtney off the handle, played by the second baseman, and she'll go 4-3 as Cobalt to Sorgi, and Tyler is retired. Tomahawk goes in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on.
And we'll go to the second inning. Tied at zero. Division III state softball action continues on WJJQ.
The School District of Tomahawk welcomes our listeners to this Hatchet Sports broadcast. The School District of Tomahawk believes they offer students the best of both worlds. They're large enough to offer a comprehensive academic program with cutting-edge technology, yet small enough to provide all students and families with the personal attention they deserve. For the latest happenings, listen to WJJQ, log on to tomahawk.k12.wy.us, or follow the School District of Tomahawk on Facebook.
92.5 WJJQ, your home for Tomahawk Hatchet Sports. Glad to take this ride with our Hatchet softball team here at the state championships in Madison on the campus of UW-Madison at Goodman Diamond, home of the Wisconsin Badger women's softball team. So we're through one, and no score. In fact, thus far, no hit in our contest. Molly Anderson leads it off for Poinette. She'll be followed by Schwenin Scholm. Fouled into the screen, and Gallman gets that. It's 0-1. 0-1 counts to Anderson. Anderson comes into the contest batting .451. Here's the Dahlman pitch. Off the handle, Kaminsky charges field, throws to Wagner, and Anderson is retired 4-3, one down with Schwen to come to bat, batting .436 on the season, one down, 4-3 on the putout. Kaminsky to Wagner, and that'll be our next batter. Schwen digs into the batter's box. She moves way up in the box, and at the corner, Jennifer Duplay comes in a step, looking for a possible bunt. Pitches outside, call the ball. 1-0. There's the Dahlman pitch. High. 2-0. Count to number 28, Lindsay Schwenz, playing left field here today. Here's the pitch, and that'll be fouled into the stands once again along the first baseline. Tomahawk occupying the third base dugout. And at the first base dugout, and both schools and communities being represented by good cheering sections here today. 2-1 pitch to Schwenz. Gallman delivers high, and it'll be 3-1. We're on the top of the second. Both teams went scoreless in the first. There's the pitch from Gallman. Swing and a miss. We'll go full. Great atmosphere here. Goodman Diamond. Nice complex. Full count. Nobody out. Check that one out. Hard hit ball. Gets in there for a single. Mark charging. And it'll be a base knock. So Schwen gets the base hit with one down. That brings up Scholes. Brianna Scholes, the sophomore, batting .378 on the season. And with one down. And Schwen on first after the single. Here's the pitch and called strike. 0-1 counts. Here's the 0-1 with one down. That's off the handle and it'll roll foul. Duplay field. Shovels it back to Dahlman and it's the 0-2 pitch coming up. Schultz has 17 hits on the season and 16 RBI. Dahlman ahead in the count, 0-2. And here it is. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Dahlman getting her third strikeout of the afternoon. And with two down, that'll bring up the catcher,
Now hitting the pitcher, number 32, Zoe
Ramberg, the sophomore. 161 on the season. No RBI and 5 hits. Here's the Dolman pitch. And that'll be off the handle. Sophie Wagner in foul territory makes a running catch. And the Pumas are retired. No runs, one hit. No errors, one left on. And after 1.5, it is 0-0. We're back with the hatchet after the second. And coming up, it's 4-5-6. Dolman, Foreman, Dean, and Mark. When we return with state softball action on WJJQ.
United Steelworkers International Union 248 Tomahawk Mill employees are proud of the accomplishments of their membership and are honored to salute our Hatchet student athletes dedicated to excellence in their sport and the classroom. United Steelworkers International 248 is happy to sponsor our team with play-by-play coverage on WJJQ. Good luck, Hatchets, from the United Steelworkers International 248 Tomahawk Mill employees team.
Back at Goodman Diamond with WIAA Division III state softball action here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Horicon won the Division IV championship. And Mosinee is going to play for the D2 championship at the conclusion of our game. So the Great Northern Conference being well represented here in Madison at State. Rachel Dahlman will lead things off here in the bottom of the second. Norman Dean on deck. Megan Mark is batting third this inning. Anybody gets on, it'll be Whitney Ossero.
Number 5 is the pitcher, Rachel.
So pitcher versus pitcher, Dahlman trying to help her own cause. 344 on the season with 17 RBI. Rachel was 0 for 3 in yesterday's contest. Redison with the pitch. Dolman will take strike one. Oh, and one count to Dolman. And here's the pitch from Bredesen. High and swing and a miss. Looks like the rise ball there, and it's Dolman down 0-2 in the count. Now she'll look to protect, choke up a little bit on the bat. Try to put it in play here. Fight one on. Here's the pitch to Dolman. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That is Redison's second K of the game. And Haley Vorman-Zean will step into the batter's box.
Number 12, Haley
Vorman-Zean. Vorman-Zean is batting 310 on the season. Here's the pitch. Ball low. One and oh. Redison gets the sign. And here's the 1-0 to Vorman-Zean. Off the handle and fouled out of play. So it's even now at 1-1. We're in the bottom of the second, 0-0. Here's the pitch to Vorman-Zean. She fouls that one back. We've got a timeout on the field. 2-1, that was no pitch. So no pitch. So a ball for Vorman-Zean, so she's up in the count, 2-1. So the foul ball does not count, rather it's ball, as our umpire made a call. And here's the pitch, Vorman-Zean, that inside, ball three. So Haley's ahead in the count, 3-1. On deck, Megan Mark. Megan had a hit yesterday. All right, so here's the 3-1 pitch to Vorman-Zean. From Bredesen. It's a hit to third, played well to her left by Helen Brand, and she throws Vorman-Zean out. 5-3. And there is two down for the Hatchet right fielder, Megan Marks. Marks, a junior. 20 hits on the season, including 10 RBI, 13 runs scored, a 3.28 hitter for Megan Marsh. There's the pitch by Bredesen to Mark. She'll foul that one off. 0-1. Every batter thus far that Bredesen has faced, she's gotten the first strike on, with the exception of the previous at-bat of Mormon's Dean. Here's the pitch. A little bit high, maybe been out of the, maybe was out of the zone, but Mark swung at it. And it'll be now 0-2 to Mark. All right, so here's the 0-2 pitch to Mark. She'll foul that one back. Come on, hitting a ton of foul balls here today as they work through the order the first time. They're very good at making adjustments as the game progresses. All right, so we'll do it again. 0-2. Two down in the hatchet half of the second. 0-0 here at Goodman Diamond. Here's the pitch. Inside and misses. Good eye by Mark. Bredesen gets the sign. And here's the pitch. Change up. Mark takes high. 2-2. Here's the pitch to Mark. Foul back. Nice crowd on hand here at Goodman Diamond. Tomahawk. Heck of a crowd here to my left. And Quinette also has a nice crowd off to the right. In at the corners are Helen Brand and Sorgi, and deep off the middle for Fountain and Kowal. Here's the 2-2 to Mark. That's off the handle, and the catcher makes the play. Ramberg makes the play in foul territory, and the Hatchets are retired in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on, and we play two at 0-0. We're back with more Hatchet State softball after this on WJJQ.
You just watched the Tomahawk Hatchets play, and you're wanting a bite to eat on your way home. Stop in to the Rodeo Saloon and Grill on Wisconsin Avenue. Enjoy a burger, appetizer, or one of their great specials. Open 10:30 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday through Sunday. Enjoy a lunch, dinner, or a drink on the deck or in the saloon. Running late? Just want to pick up your dinner? Call 453-0809. They'll have it ready for you. Rodeo Saloon would like to wish the Hatchets good luck this season.
WJJQ Tomahawk. Brett Goodman Diamond for Division III state softball action. As Tomahawk is 16-7, taking on Poinette. Poinette comes in at 23-1. Leading off the inning for Poinette is their number 9 hitter and first baseman, Sorgi. Sorgi batting 317 on the season.
The first base, number 18, Michaela Sorgi.
Back to the top of the order with Kowal. Fountain is in the hole. Anybody gets on, we'll see Bredesen. First pitch is called high, a ball. So it's 1-0 to Michaela Sorgi, senior. Pitch just missed the inside corner. Boy, Stallman not getting that inside strike like she was yesterday. And it'll be 2-0. Do play inside at third. Another inside pitch, so it goes to 3-0. Pitch. Right down the middle, called strike two. Called strike one. We're in the top of the third, 0-0. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. We'll go full. Dahlman has one walk on the game and three strikeouts. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Dahlman's fourth K of the day. One down for Kowal. Kowal reached on a walk.
Brianna
She bats left-handed. Possibility of a drag or a slap here. Here's the pitch. Strike one. Dahlman gets ahead in the count. Kowal batting 353 with 24 hits. Here's the Dahlman pitch. Swing and a miss. High heat. Kowal couldn't catch up to it, and it's 0-2. All right, here comes the 0-2 to Kowal. From Dahlman, takes a little off. It's hit hard at Kaminsky. Field throws, and Kowal is retired. 4-3, we've got two down and the top of the third. That brings up number 17, Casey Fountain. Fountain sacrificed in her first at-bat. She's 0-for-0, 373 hitter during the regular season. Here's the Dahlman pitch. Strike. Two plays still tight at the third. Wagner about two steps in front of the bag. Deep up the middle, Arkaminsky and Tather. Here's the 0-1. Curveball misses. Good location on that curveball, low and outside. 1-1. Here's the pitch from Dahlman. Bowles tried to frame it. Umpire wasn't going for it. It's 2-1. As Dahlman misses outside. Two down. Fouls back into the screen, and it's 2-2. Mark Schiltz and Otsero, the hatchet outfield from right center to left. 2-2 count with two down in the top of the third. No score here at Goodman Diamond. Here's the pitch by Dahlman. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 5 of the afternoon for Dahlman. And the Pumas are retired in order. We'll head to the hatchet half of the third with Ostro, Wagner, and Kaminsky coming up after this on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
You will find a wide variety of items specially priced at Tomahawk Ace Hardware because they're red-hot buys for June. Your choice of Ace Yard and Garden Tools. Red-hot buy for shovels and rakes, just $11.99. Save on Blackfly Insect Killer. A red hot buy at $2.99 a can. That's at Tomahawk Ace Hardware. Ace is the place. These and many other red hot buys for June at Tomahawk Ace.
And we are back at Goodman Diamond, Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. State softball action. For the second time in school history, Tomahawk is playing for a state title. In their 1983 appearance, Tomahawk finished in runner-up in Division B. That was Class B back then. And the Hatchets are in Division 3 this season, and they are playing for a state title against Coynet. Coynet making their 10th state appearance. Leading off is Whitney Ostro. Ostro was 1-for-2 yesterday, and she's batting 288 on this season. Sophie Wagner on deck and Kaminsky in the hole. Anybody gets on, we'll be back to stop the order and Schiltz. Here's the Bredesen delivery. And Whitney is a little bit behind that, swings and misses at strike one. And at the corners, Helen Brand and Sorge are in, anticipating a possible Ostro bunt. A little bit low, and it's 1-1. All right, here it comes, the 1-1. Ostro swinging a miss. Strike two. They look to protect now the plate down in the count. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ostro
Ground ball to short. Ranging for it is Fountain. Othero beats it out. Infield single. Tomahawk has their leadoff runner on. Whitney Othero with a big two-strike base knock. Her second of the tournament. And that'll bring up Sophie Wagner. Anticipate sacrifice bunt in this situation. Tomahawk very good at bunting and moving runners over.
21 the first baseman, Sophie Wagner.
All right, so Wagner, 143 on the season. In a sacrifice situation, she squares. They pitch out, and nothing going there. Othero smartly did not take off too soon, so Wagner ahead in the count at 1-0 on the pitch out. Sorgi and Helen Brand are about 30 feet away from Wagner. Bredesen rocks and delivers. Wagner squares, bunt is down. It's back to Bredesen. Nobody covering two, otherwise they might have got Othero. She rounds the corner, trying to try to take third, and she's called out. So a double play as Wagner is retired 1-4. Othero made the turn, tried to get into third base, and she's retired 4-5 for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Jordan Kaminsky. Here's the pitch from Bredesen. Swing and a miss, strike one. Kaminsky 1-for-3 yesterday. She led off the eighth with a single and eventually came around to score the game-winning run. All right, so Kaminsky down in the count, 0-1. Here's the pitch. Called strike at the knee. 0-2. Kaminsky down in the count at 0-2. Bredesen takes the sign. Rocks. And delivers that 0-2 pitch. Rise ball, high, 1-2. Two down, Othero reached on a single. Advanced to second on a sacrifice, then she tried to get third. But Poinette did a nice job of getting back and covering the base, and they doubled up Othero with two down. Now here's Kaminsky. She swings and misses, that strike three, and the Hatchets are retired. After three, we're tied at zeros. The Hatchets go with no runs, one hit, no errors, and none left on. We've played three, and it's 0-0 at Goodman Diamond. We're back with more Hatchet softball after this on WJJQ.
If your summer plans include a building or remodeling project, think Carrier for your home or business heating and cooling needs, available at Hilgi's LP Gas of Tomahawk. With a new line of furnaces and air conditioning systems, Carrier and Hilgi's are dedicated to improving your quality of life, and now during the summertime, your furnace plays a vital role in moving refreshing, conditioned air from your cooling system all through your home or business. Plus, some of Carrier's models have rebate savings available right now, too, so no matter what your home comfort needs, you can count on Carrier and Hilgi's to keep you comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at Hilgi's LP Gas, South Tomahawk Avenue, or call Hilgi's at 453-3505.
State softball action on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Leading off the fourth for the Pumas is Maddie Bredesen. Call strike one. Since that leadoff walk in the first inning, Dahlman has settled down nicely. She has a total of 5 Ks on the afternoon. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. 1-1. 5 strikeouts and 1 walk for Dahlman. And she's allowed 1 hit. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. On deck is Helen Brand and Anderson in the hole. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. Bredesen hitting 464 on the season.
26 hits, 18 RBI, 15 runs scored. Down in the count, 1-2. Change up. Just missed high, 2-2. Here's the pitch, 2-2. Fouled hard. Hit hard, foul. Long strike. We'll keep our count at 2-2. Donald gets the sign from Vol. Rocks and delivers. Just missed inside. We're full. Pitcher versus pitcher here, leading off at the top of the fourth. Hit hard, and diving try by Tyler. In between two play and Tyler for the base knock. The Pumas get their leadoff hitter on. And that brings up Hellenbrand, second hit of the game for Poinette. They'll have a courtesy runner, and it's Peyton Kingsland. Kingsland being used as the courtesy runner for Poinette. Hellenbrand struck out in her first at-bat. She's batting .456 this season.
And it's at the third base.
One on, nobody out in the fourth. Division 3 state softball action on WJJQ Tomahawk from Goodman Diamond. All right, we're ready to go as the umpire made sure both scorers booth and the Hatchets knew about the courtesy runner. Pitch is high. 1-0 to Hellebrand. She's got a couple of home runs on the season. Here's the pitch. Runner takes off. Throw by Bowles is not in time. So a stolen base for Kingsland. And Hellenbrand is up in the count, 2-0. So, for the second time in this game, Poinette has a runner in scoring position. We'll see if they move her over now on a possible sacrifice. Indeed, bunt is offered, and it'll be played foul. By Duplay. And the count is 2-1. 2-1 count. Got time on the field once again. Our umpires are going to chat. Not sure what they're talking about. We've got nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning. Poinette threatening with a runner at second base. Stole that base. And now a conference by our officiating crew. Great crowd on hand, enjoying a beautiful early summer afternoon here in Madison. Temps hovering in the mid to upper 70s. Sunshine is out. All right, so the conference, I believe, is over. I believe there was a discrepancy with the count. It's 1-2. 1-2 count to the cleanup hitter for Poinette, Hellenbrand. And here's the pitch from Dahlman. Foul, out of play. Count remains at 1-2. Bredesen singled, and then her courtesy runner, Kingsland, stole second. Nobody out, runner in scoring position. And she's going to try to take third. She's in there, gets by, do play, and that's how Poinette is going to score the first run of the game. So Kingsland steals third. The throw gets away from Duplay. Aaron's throw gets away from Duplay. And Poinette scores the first run of this softball game. They lead 1-0. Count is 2-2 to Hellenbrand. Here's the 2-2 from Dahlman. Deep fly ball. Still tracking in center field. She tracks it well and makes the catch. A couple feet from the warning track. Long fly out for Hellenbrand, and there's one down in the fourth.
Getting number 13, the right fielder, Molly Anderson.
Number 13, Molly Anderson, will step into the batter's box. She is 0-for-1 on the day. Grounded out to Kaminsky. Here's the Dahlman pitch. Ball one. Called a high, I believe. Hit hard. Foul. Elted far along Powell along the first baseline, and it's 1-1. Anderson batting .451 on the season. Here's the pitch, fouled. Not a play, and the umpire will have to get another ball. The count is 1-2. Poinette has pushed across their first run of the game. They lead 1-0 with one out in the top of the fourth. Bredesen led off with a single. Her courtesy runner stole second and third and scored on the throw down to third. So there's one down with Poinette leading 1-0 here at Goodman Diamond Division III State Softball Championship game. 1-2 pitch to Anderson is fouled just to the left, and we'll do it again. It'll be the sixth pitch of this at-bat. Do play in at the hot corner of third. Wagner even with the base, deep up the middle. Or Tyler and Kaminsky. Here's the pitch. It's in foul territory. A hustling Whitney Osero will have it bounce in the warning track area of foul territory and go out of play. And it remains at 1-2. That's hit hard and over Jordan Kaminsky's head. Base knock. Marks plays it to second. And Poinette has their second hit of the inning. One out. Anderson reaches on the single. And that brings up Schwen. Schwen singled in the second. 1-0 Poinette. Here's Twin. Runner goes. Going to try to get second base, and they do. Stolen base number 3 on the afternoon for Poinette. And with one down, Poinette has another runner in scoring position. Here's the Dahlman pitch. That's hit hard to right. That might be a gapper. Mark tracking makes a fantastic play in right field. And that will be a long out, hard hit out for Schwen as Megan Marks got a great jump off the crack of the bat. And there's two down. Here comes Scholl. She was a strikeout victim in the second. Two down.
Here's the pitch. It's going to be in foul territory along the first baseline. Wagner goes over and makes a fantastic play right at the fence. Sophie Wagner retires the Scholes on the foul out, and Poinette pushes across the first run of this state championship game as they score on a leadoff single. One run, two hits. No errors, and one left on. Actually, they are going to say one error for Tomahawk in that fourth inning. So after three and a half, it's Poinette leading Tomahawk 1-0. Hatchets have leadoff hitter Tanner Schilt coming up after this on WJJQ.
The Hatchet backers at Irv Sales and Service are a proud VIP sports sponsor on WJJQ. Stop at Irv's and see the selection of Polaris ATVs, snowmobiles, and expert service after the sale. Irv Sales and Service, North 4th Street in Tomahawk, and online at irvsales.com. Proud of our fine group of Hatchet student athletes.
WJJQ Northwoods 92.5. Tim Elbert with you on a Saturday afternoon from Goodman Diamond in Madison. Division 3 state softball action. Tomahawk making their second ever trip to state, and also the second time they're playing for a title. Back in 83, they were runner-up. Today, they're going to try to win a state title. Down 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Sanders Schultz leads off Tomahawk. She struck out looking in her first plate appearance. Here's the pitch from Bredesen. Swing and a miss. Oh, and one count to the Hatchet junior center fielder. Had a triple yesterday. Scored a run. Here's the pitch. Fouled off the catcher's face mask, and Schultz will be down 0-2. Poinette leading Tomahawk 1-0. Schultz down in the count 0-2. Bredesen with the delivery inside, ball one. 1-2 to the Hatchet leadoff hitter. Schultz batting 257 during the regular season. Bredesen gets the sign, rocks and delivers. That's hit high and deep to left field. The wind's going to take it foul, though. Boy, did Schultz get a hold of that one. The wind grabbed it, though, and blew it foul and out of play. So a long strike for Schultz, but she had it timed up well. And it's going to be a 1-2 count. Long foul ball. That wind blowing from right to left, right across the diamond, basically from the right center gap. Got it up in the wind a little bit and blew it foul. All right, here's the 1-2 pitch. Change up, Schultz fought it off. Good job, Schultz, following that change up off. Kind of. Thought maybe Bredesen would throw the change after she smoked her fastball. And Schultz able to foul that one off. Stay alive at 1-2. 1-0. Poinette just scored in their half of the fourth. We're playing the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Takes ball two. One thing, Schultz does a nice job of is works the count. Yesterday, she found herself down 0-2, battled. I think it was a 10-pitch at bat, eventually drew a walk. All right, it's 2-2. Here's the pitch to Schultz, swing and a miss, strike three. So Schultz is retired on the strikeout, and Katie Bowles will come up with one down in the bottom of the fourth.
Next up, the catcher, number 10, Katie Bowles.
Bredesen delivers, hit hard by Bowles, but caught by the shortstop.
Line out for Vols to the shortstop. Fulton and
Courtney Tyler.
She retired for Courtney Tyler. Hatchett's going to try to start something after two. They trail 1-0. Lynette, 3 hits on the contest. Tomahawk with no runs and 1 hit. Here's the pitch. Courtney Tyler fouls it into the netting and down in the count, 0-1. Adler takes a practice swing, digs into the batter's box. And here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside half of the plate. 0-2 count to Courtney Tyler, the Hatchet senior shortstop. A couple of RBIs yesterday, including the game winner, scoring Kaminsky. Here's the 0-2. That's fouled into the bleachers on the right field side. And we'll do it again, 0-2 to Courtney Tyler. I think 474 this season. There's the Bredesen pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 to the Hatchet. Are retired in order.
4 for the Hatchet. No runs, no hits.
No runs, no hits. No errors, none left on. We're through 4, and Poinette leading Tomahawk by a score of 1-0. Poinette has 8-9-1 coming up when we return with state championship softball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Kevin Ehrman, your State Farm Insurance agent of Tomahawk, is proud to salute the Tomahawk Hatchet student-athletes and their coaches this season. For nearly 20 years, Kevin has been serving our area with his mission to help people manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Kevin Ehrman, your State Farm Insurance agent, serving you from his office located at 201 West Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Tomahawk. Call 453-2085 for State Farm Insurance.
Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. State softball action here on a Saturday afternoon. Appreciate you having us along. And we've played 4 here at Goodman Diamond. Poinette scoring their run in the 4th. They have 1 run, 3 hits, and no errors. Tomahawk scoreless so far on 1 hit and 1 error. So leading off is Rambert. 161 on the season. Here's the pitch from Dahlman. And strike 1 in her first at bat. Ramberg fouled out. Here's the Dahlman pitch. It's grounded to third. Do play fields in foul territory. And Ramberg is down in the count at 0-2. Top of the 5th inning, state softball championship action here on WJJQ. Ramberg down to Dahlman in the count, swinging a miss, strike 3. Dahlman retires, Ramberg swinging.
Now hits the first baseman, McKinley.
Strikeout number 6 on the afternoon for the Hatchet senior hurler. Sorgi steps in, takes strike 1. Sergi was the strikeout victim in the third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Quick catch up to the Dahlman Heat. One down in the 5th. 0-1 count to Sorgi. Fouls that one. Tomahawk 16-7 on the season. 16-2 since starting the season 0-5. All right, here's the 0-2 pitch. It's hit high.
Marks coming in from left, right field, and they run into each other to Kaminsky and Marks, and that'll be a hatchet error. And Sorge will reach on the air. Marks was coming in. Kaminsky was going back. And both got their glove on it, but it popped out, and they'll be a runner on first with leadoff hitter Kowalt. Brianna Kowalt stepping into the batter's box. She punts, played by Duplay, over to first, and Aaron's throw, and now going to second, and down to third, and she's out at third. That was Ramberg trying to get another base on the missed throw. So Kowald will reach on the air. And I'm sorry, Sorge was retired at third. Kaminsky, 4-5 for the second out of the inning. And again, we had Kowald reaching on an air, throwing air. The Hatchets have 3 errors today. They've really played clean defensively in this playoff run, and not as well here today. 2 down for Fountain. Fountain sacrificed in the first, struck out in the third. Here's the Dahlman pitch. Strike one, trying to steal third, and she's in there safe. Kowald able to steal third. And with 2 down, the Pumas have a runner on third. Counting down in the count, 0-1. Here's the pitch. Hit hard to center field. She'll tracking and catches it. Big out there for the Tomahawk Hatchets as Dahlman ends the threat on the lineout to center field. We've played 4.5. And Gwinnett leading Tomahawk 1-0. We're back with the bottom of the fifth coming up on WJJQ.
Evan and his staff at Tomahawk Builders Supply are proud to be one of our radio sponsors of Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on the Big Q. Tomahawk Builders Supply is your complete building center, from planning and design service to top quality building supplies for the do-it-yourselfer or contractor, including Anderson Windows, Therma-True Doors, Mannington Floor Covering, Dura Supreme Cabinets, and Benjamin Moore Paints and Stains. Tomahawk Builders Supply is open Monday through Saturday and located at 120 North Railway Street, just a block off Wisconsin Avenue in Tomahawk.
WJJQ Tomahawk, featuring state softball action, the championship game of Division III here from Goodman Diamond. And leading off Tomahawk is going to be Rachel Dahlman. Haley Vormanzine on deck, Megan Marks in the hole, and anybody gets on, we'll see Whitney Hossero.
Pitcher, number 5, Rachel Dahlman.
Dahlman struck out in her first plate appearance in the second inning. Tomahawk looking to get something going here, as they've only had one hit on the day. That was from Whitney Hossero. Here's Dahlman taking that outside, ball one. Bredesen will get the sign and deliver. Dahlman fouled it off. Strike one. One and one to the Hatchet pitcher. Batting 344 this season. And here's the rocket fire. Curveball outside. Just missed the outside corner. And it'll be 2-1. Gwinnett scoring their run in the fourth inning. Couple of hatchet airs. Swing and a miss. Dahlman unable to time up the high heat. It's 2-2. Pitcher versus pitcher. Rachel trying to help her own cause and get on base here for the Hatchets. Like to get that leadoff runner on, get something started here in the fifth. 2-2, swing and a miss. Rachel Dahlman
strikeout victim. Sixth strikeout of the contest for Bredesen, and Haley Horman's team comes in. She grounded out to third in her first plate appearance in the second. Here's the Bredesen pitch. This is outside. One and out count to Haley Vorman's Dean. Here's the pitch to the Hatchet sophomore. Hit over to second. Played well by Kowal. She flips over to Sorgi, and Vorman's Dean retired 4-3 for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Megan Mark, the Hatchet left fielder. She fouled out in the second inning. Trying to get an AB for Whitney Ostro, who has the lone Hatchet hit here in this contest. Low. One and oh counts to Mark. Here's the pitch. Same spot. Ball two. Two and oh to Hatchet right fielder, Megan Mark. Bredesen delivers. That's a foul into the screen off the handle. Busted Mark's in a little bit, did Bredesen. And it's two and one. Two down in the bottom of the fifth. Tomahawk trailing 1-0. Here's the pitch. That's hit hard to second base. Good play there by Kowal, knocking it down and getting Mark's out. 4-3. Good defensive play by Kowal. And the Hatchets are retired in order. On the put out, Kowal to Sorgi. No hits, no runs, no errors, none left on. And we're through five. Poinette leading Tomahawk, 1-0. We're back with more Hatchet State softball. 3-4-5 coming up for the Pumas on WJKQ.
Augie's Collectibles of downtown Tomahawk has been providing people all over north central Wisconsin professional and honest customer service for nearly three decades. Whether you're buying or selling, Augie's happy to help you with the purchase and sales of rare coins and precious metals like gold and silver. Augie's also has a selection of athletic apparel and sports trading cards. Stop by and visit Augie's Collectibles on South 2nd Street, downtown Tomahawk. Call 453-3141. Augie's Collectibles, proud to be a Hatchet VIP sports sponsor.
And we're back at Goodman Diamond for WIAA state softball action. As leading off the inning is Bredesen, she singled, and her courtesy runner scored the only run of the game in the fourth inning. Solomon starts her off with 80 looking strikes. Pitcher versus pitcher. Here's the pitch. Hit hard to shallow center field. Schilt tracking and makes the catch. F8, and Bredesen retired. One down for Hellenbrand. Hellenbrand has struck out and lined out to center. She hit it hard, about 2 feet from the warning track in her last AB. Schultz played it well. Here's the pitch. One out leading Tomahawk, 1-0. Dahlman changeup. Oh, man. Not sure where that one missed. Neither pitcher has gotten that low strike all day, though. So 1-0 to Hellenbrand. Here it is from Dahlman. High for ball two. 2-0. One down here in the sixth inning. Poinette leading Tomahawk 1-0 in this Division III state championship game. Here's the Dahlman pitch. That catches the inside corner. Strike one. 2-1. Here's the delivery. Took a little off, but that's a gapper. That's going to get in between Schultz and Marks. Go all the way to the fence. Marks plays it to Kaminsky on the cutoff. Rounding second, advancing to third is Helen Brand. And she's in with a set-up triple. Oh, boy, that has a runner in scoring position with one down. After the triple by Hellenbrand, bringing up Anderson. I'd be surprised here. Get an insurance run. We might see some type of squeeze action here out of the Pumas. Indeed. Anderson squares to bunt, and she takes the strike after squaring and pulling back. I believe Poinette just wanted to see how the Hatchets were going to cover and rotate. What she does here, again, squares to punt. It's put down. Foul. So that kind of takes that out of the equation as Anderson is now down 0-2. If she's swinging away or possibly bunting again. Anderson singled in her last plate appearance. Here's the pitch. Hit hard up the middle. Tyler ranges over, throws her out, and RBI put out there, though, for Anderson. And Poinette leads 2-0. Runner was going on contact, and she scored it. Helen Brand after hitting a one-out triple. And Anderson drives her in, and now two down for Schwen. Schwen hits one hard to center. She'll thunder it, squeezes for out number three. So in the top of the sixth, Poinette gets a triple and an RBI ground out as they now lead 2-0. We're through 5.5. More Hatchet State softball coming up on Northwood 92.5 WJJQ.
McDonald's of Tomahawk and Merrill supports our Hatchet athletes. Before or after the game, McDonald's in Tomahawk will satisfy that hunger. Try a new quarter pounder made with 100% fresh beef and cooked when you order. Or serve up some smiles with a Happy Meal for only $3 on the $1, $2, $3 menu all day long at McDonald's. And best of luck to the Hatchet softball team during this postseason from your friends at McDonald's of Merrill and Tomahawk.
Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. State softball action here on a Saturday afternoon. We appreciate you joining us. We are at Goodman Diamond in Madison, home of the Lady Badgers women's softball team. And we've played 5.5. Poinette scored in the fourth. Scored on a couple of hatchet errors. Unearned run in the fourth. And the Tomahawk Hatchet saw the Pumas just get a triple, and then a run-scoring ground out to gain a 2-0 lead. Two runs, four hits, four Poinette. Tomahawk, no runs, one hit, and three errors. Whitney Ostro leading off the sixth for Tomahawk. Here's the pitch. Fouled back. Bredesen gets ahead in the count once again. It's 0-1. Whitney Ostro is 1-for-1. Only Hatchet single came from Ostro. This one is a fly ball to left field, and it is caught by Schwen. Whitney hit it pretty hard, but Schwen with good positioning. She retires Ostro. There's one down for Sophie Wagner. Sophie in her first plate appearance. Had a sacrifice bunt. She sacrificed Ostro over to two. Then Whitney was thrown out trying to get an extra base at third. And that ended the Hatchet rally in that third inning. So Wagner swinging a miss. All right, so it's 0-1 to Wagner. Here's the pitch. Ball low and inside. It's 1-1. One down in the bottom of the sixth. Boynette leading 2-0. Sophie Wagner swing and miss. Strike two. 1-2. 1-2. It's one down. Bredesen gets the sign. Rocks and fires. Here comes the Wagner. Swinging a miss. Strike three. Sophie Wagner, a strikeout victim. Strikeout number seven for Bredesen. That brings up Jordan Kaminsky. Kaminsky struck out in the third. Two down in the bottom of the sixth. Boynette leading Tomahawk 2-0 in this Division III state championship game. Here's the pitch to Kaminsky. Takes high. One and all. Here's the delivery. Kaminsky swinging a miss. One and one count for the Hatchet senior second baseman. Here's the pitch. That's ball outside. It's 2-1. Might have hit her. Nope. Thought it might have hit Jordan on the right forearm when she tried to get out of the way of that high and inside pitch. It did not. So it's 3-1 to Jordan Kaminsky. Hatchet's trying to get a runner on. They've only had that lone hit here on the game. Here's the pitch. Strike two. Full count with two down in the sixth. Full count, two down. Here's the pitch to Kaminsky. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and the Hatchets are retired in order.
No runs, no hits, no errors,
and none left on for Tomahawk. 2-0 after six. We're back with the seventh, coming up on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk is proud to sponsor Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Dr. Bobby Vormans is a proud alumni and past athlete at Tomahawk High School. Dr. Bobby, Dr. Grace, Dr. Kelly, and the staff at Hometown Chiropractic are proud to serve the Tomahawk and Rhinelander areas. New patients are always welcome. Call 453-5365. Hometown Chiropractic Center, 1338 North 4th Street in Tomahawk and 5829 Birch Lane in Rhinelander.
Northwoods 92.5 is your home for Tomahawk Hatchet Sports. And we're at state softball today. As it's Boynette and Tomahawk battling for the Division III state championship. Heading to the seventh inning with Boynette leading Tomahawk by the score of 2-0.
Number 27, Lucy Cuff.
Well, bat here for Scholes. Leading off the seventh inning. Cuff, 235 on the season. Here's the pitch. Cuff down in the count, 0-2.
The Hatchets want to hold here and bring the top of the order up and try to squeeze a couple across and knot this thing up. 2-0 Poinette lead. Here's the pitch. It's hit hard, and that's in between a diving Kaminsky and Wagner. Face knock for Kopp. She leads off the inning, and the Pumas have their leadoff runner on a single from Kopp. And timeout on the field is Tomlinson. I'd imagine he's going to have a runner. Nope, just have a pinch hitter here, Will Tomlinson. So, we've got left-handed hitting Mara Ballard up to bat. She'll hit for Ramberg. Got to think possible drag or slap bunt here for the lefty. Here's the pitch. She squares the bunt. It's a good one. Dahlman plays it to Kaminsky at first. Quick snap throw. Not in time over to second. So the sacrifice bunt for Mallard. Move his cup over to second base. And there's one down in the inning. Four. Twelve for 18 now. Walter's going to hit. So the third pinch hitter of the inning. Walter, the senior, batted 471 during the regular season. Takes ball number one. So a single by Kopp, sacrificed by Mallard, and now pinch hitter Walter is up to bat with a 1-0 count and one down. Here's the pitch by Dahlman. Fouled to the first base dugout, and it's 1-1. Poinette leading Tomahawk 2-0 in this seventh inning. Swing and a miss on the high heat. It's 2-2. I'm sorry, 1-2. 1-2 the count. With one down. Poinette looking to add an insurance run. Tomahawk looking to hold and get something going in the seventh. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Two down for leadoff hitter. Kowald on the day is walked. She's grounded out to second and reached on an error. Two down with runner on second. Tomahawk trailing 2-0 in the state championship game. Here's the pitch by Dahlman. Swing and a miss. All in one count to Kowal. Here's Dahlman. Swing and a miss. Strike two. All right, so Dahlman head in the count 0-2 to Kowal. Here it is. High. Tried a riser. Kowal didn't go for it. That's ball number one. Kowal, 353 hitter. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So the Hatchets hold in their half of the seventh inning. And that brings Tomahawk to bat. They need two to stay alive in this state championship game at Goodman Diamond. Top of the order coming up for Tomahawk. They need two to come across to tie this one up. They trail 2-0. We'll have the bottom of the seventh coming up on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Athletes involved in high school sports score memories that will last all their lives. VIP Hatchet sports sponsors at Wausau Homes Tomahawk would like to wish the Hatchets the best of luck. Go Hatchets! If you're looking to create your own memories in a new home, contact Wausau Homes Tomahawk at 453-2015 or on the web at wausauhomes.com. Come see. They're redefining the home building experience.
Two 95 WJJQ. We played 6.5 as Poinette just stranded a runner at second base. The leadoff hit for Cuff. She's stranded at second. As Rachel Dahlman gets a pair of strikeouts in the seventh inning. Strikeouts number 7 and 8 on the day for Dahlman to just one walk. To the hatchet, as leadoff hitter Taylor Schultz up to bat. Tomahawk down 2-0. Schultz has struck out twice, but she's been on the ball. She hit that long foul ball out of here to left field. So we'll see if Tomahawk can get their leadoff hitter aboard here, trailing by a couple in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Schultz down in the count, 0-1. Tomahawk looking to get a runner on here. They've only had one runner on today, Whitney Ostro. Bunt, attempt, foul ball. Schultz tried to bunt for a base hit there, and she fouled it off, and she's down in the count, 0-2. Look to battle here, well, Schultz. Fredrickson has went the distance here for Poinette. Here's the pitch, high and inside. Fredrickson has 7 Ks on the afternoon. And no walk, just that lone Whitney Ostro single. All right, so Schultz is down to the count, 1-2. Nobody out the seventh. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Fredrickson gets her 8th strikeout of the afternoon. That'll bring Katie Bowles up to bat. Katie on the day is 0-4-2. She's grounded out to third and lined out to short. One down in the bottom of the seventh. Tomahawk trailing 2-0. Fredrickson gets the sign. Here's the delivery to Bowles. Called strike at the knees. Oh, 1, hatchet catcher, the junior. Here's the pitch from Bredesen. Outside, ball 1. Tomahawk trailing 2-0 here in the state championship game in Division 3. Here's the pitch from Bowles. That's fouled off. And it'll be strike number 2. So Katie down in the count, 0-2. It's 1-2 to Katie Bowles. Tomahawk trailing 2-0. Got to get 2 across to knot this one up. Here's the pitch to Bowles. That's hit hard, but Bredesen fields it well at pitcher's mound. And Bowles is retired, 1-3. And the Hatchets are down to their last out with Courtney Tyler coming up the bat. Tyler has grounded out to second and struck out. Timeout on the field as we have a conference at the pitcher's mound. Tomlinson goes out to talk to his pitcher. Quick conference. All right, so Courtney Tyler will step into the batter's box. Hatchet trailing by a couple. Rachel Dahlman wants to get an AB. All right, Hatchet senior shortstop Courtney Tyler steps into the batter's box. Tomahawk trailing down. Trailing 2-0 down to their last out here in the bottom of the seventh. Division 3 state championship action. Here's the pitch from Bredesen. Low, ball 1. Two down. Tomahawk trailing 2-0. Here's the pitch from Bredesen. Tyler rips it. In again the gap. The right fielder tracking. Now center fielder called for off. It's caught. As Poinette is going to be your Division III state champion. Lockwood retires Tyler on the flyout. And Poinette Tigers are going to finish as state champions. Tomahawk finishes as state runner-up. Good softball game here this afternoon. We've seen several excellent softball games played by the Tomahawk Hatchets in this second-place run as the Hatchets finish in second place in Division III in the state of Wisconsin. Congratulations to Poinette as state champions, and also a big congratulations to the Tomahawk Hatchets as they finish in second place in the state of Wisconsin. Poinette gets the victory here today by the score of 2-0 over the Tomahawk Hatchets. We're going to have the presentation of the medals and trophies to these softball teams that had outstanding 2018 season. Tomahawk a little disappointed, but nothing to hang their head about as they had a tremendous 2018 season. They're bringing some hardware home with them to Tomahawk from Madison for their second-place finish here at state. Congratulations to the Tomahawk Hatchet softball team on their second-place finish at state. We're going to have our Fairman Orthodontics Coaches Show coming up on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Fairman Orthodontics creates beautiful smiles right here in Tomahawk at Riley Family Dental. We offer the highest level of orthodontic treatment with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself, Dr. Jennifer, believe that by offering child and adult orthodontic braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve your confidence. Call 715-359-1910 to schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Dennis Fairman or me, Dr. Jennifer Fairman Roloff. You are just a phone call away to achieving the smile you always wanted. 715-359-1910. Exceptional orthodontics for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
Dr. Mike, Dr. Dewey, and their team are cheering on the dedicated Hatchet athletes. Riley Family Dental is proud to sponsor Hatchet VIP sports and is committed to bringing you the best in dental health care. Riley Family Dental is conveniently located next to the Tomahawk School Complex at 1018 East Kings Road. For your family dental needs, contact them at 453-7071, 453-7071. New patients are always welcome. Go Hatchets from your fans at Riley Family Dental.
Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. The Hatchets are being recognized here at Goodman Diamond for their second place finish as they are being announced and given their state medals. And they're getting photographs as well. They'll take a team photo. Congratulations to Tomahawk Hatchets. Their goal was to make it to state and win a state championship. They finished in second place in the state of Wisconsin after a fantastic postseason run and effort here for their 2018 season. Now Coach Larson's going to go ahead and get the second place trophy from Dave Anderson and Scott Winch. And Coach Larson gets it, holds it up in the air, and hands it off to his team as Tomahawk is second place finishers in the state of Wisconsin for the 2018 season. Congratulations to Tomahawk on a fantastic season. Bringing some hardware home back to Tomahawk. So Poinette wins this contest today by the score of 2-0. Poinette scored their runs in the fourth and sixth inning. Poinette scores two runs on five hits. They had no errors. Tomahawk today, no runs, one hit, and three errors. Lone hit of the day came from Whitney Ostro. That was in the third inning as Ostro goes 1-for-2 today. Getting the win for Poinette is Maddie Bredesen. And Bredesen goes the distance and strikes out 8 with no walks here today, allowing just
One hit and no runs for Tomahawk. Rachel Dahlman will take the loss in her final game as the Hatchet pitcher. Dahlman goes all seven. She had one walk. Gave up five hits. And Dahlman had a total of eight strikeouts on the afternoon. So Tomahawk ends their season at state, finishing with a 16-8 record. And they're going to bring home that second-place trophy to Tomahawk, and that'll look good in our trophy case. Poinette being recognized now, and I'd like to congratulate Poinette and Tomahawk on their fantastic 2018 season. It's been a great time following this Tomahawk Hatchet softball team on their postseason run, making it to state for just the second time in school history. And for the second time in school history, they're going to finish as a runner-up state champion. Congratulations to Tomahawk Hatchet head coach John Larson and his coaching staff, Ron Bowles, Amanda Kovar, Lisa Caro, and Lauren Pfeiffer. And congratulations to the Hatchets. They'll graduate seniors Rachel Dahlman, Courtney Tyler, Jordan Kaminsky, Sophie Wagner, and Danielle Kurth. And they'll bring back juniors Taylor Schilt, Katie Vole, Megan Marks, Tiffany Duplay, Jennifer Duplay, and Whitney Ostero, and also sophomores Jillian Buckwalter and Haley Vormanstein. What a way to end your softball season and career for the seniors at the state tournament, bringing home a second-place finish. I'd like to thank Coach John Larson for his help during the tournament run. Joining us in the pregame show. And a big congratulations once again to the Tomahawk Hatchet softball team on their second-place finish. That's going to wrap up our state softball coverage from Goodman Diamond in Madison. A great run for the Tomahawk Hatchets. Had a great time following them here at state. Tomahawk, second in the state in Division III. From Michael McGovern back at our studios, I'm Tim Albert for WJJQ Sports. Have a great afternoon and congratulations, Hatchets.
Thanks for listening to Tomahawk Hatchet Play-by-Play. Brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics, Augie's Collectibles, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Tomahawk McDonald's, Wausau Homes Tomahawk, Riley Family Dental, Tomahawk BP, Kopp & Cook Accounting, Mirror Electric, Great Lakes Foods, Tomahawk Eye Care, Billy Bob's Sports Bar & Grill, Runyon Law Office, Heritage Chevrolet, Radio Shack, Tomahawk Community Bank, Mitch Bayer Construction, Tomahawk Furniture, Cerny's Greenhouse, IAM, Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Rumsey Chiropractic, Nelson's County Market, Tomahawk Shell, Northwoods Community Realty, Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill, Rhinelander Auto Center, Park City Credit Union, School District of Tomahawk, United Steelworkers International 248, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Rodeo Saloon Bar and Grill, Tomahawk Ace Hardware, Hilgi's LP Gas, Irv Sales and Service, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Tomahawk Builders Supply. Join us soon for another exciting Hatchet broadcast on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.